For daily and topical meditations, as well as sleep guides, all without commercials, download the Abide app today.
Welcome to this Abide meditation. What if God Himself came to your town in human form and you didn't even notice it? 2,000 years ago, that happened. God pierced a dark night in Bethlehem with the arrival of a tiny, helpless baby, the light of the world. The Son of God had arrived to save mankind, to provide hope for our dark, sin-filled hearts. But a strange thing happened. Most people didn't notice. When have you missed God's voice because you were distracted by the things of this world? In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus told the crowds, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." God the Father sent a spiritual light into the world. It's an eternal light that destroys evil and delivers peace. In what ways has Christ brought light to your life? 150 years ago, a U.S. pastor, Philip Brooks, visited Bethlehem. He was so inspired by this peaceful, quiet place that he penned the lyrics to a now famous song, "Listen and Calm Your Heart," as I read the first stanza. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Talk to God now and thank Him for bringing hope to your life. Everything that is true of physical light is true of the spiritual light. Jesus brought hope. He brought life. When He appeared, darkness fled. Pray with me now. Dear God, You are the light of the world. Without You, I am stuck in darkness. I have no hope, no peace. Thank You for sending Your Son into the world to save me. Thank You for the Christ child. Thank You for Christmas. This season, Father, help me to focus on You. Help me to push away the distractions and shine Your light. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Slow down and focus on the meaning of Christmas. Take a deep, relaxing breath. As you inhale, think about your blessings, the air in your lungs, the peace God gives you, the food you eat. As you exhale, whisper to God, "Thank you." If you can, open your palms to heaven, inviting God's presence. Breathe in again, slowly. Now, breathe out. Whisper to God, "I love you." Take take a moment now to examine your heart. We all get distracted by the busyness of the world and forget about God. We fail to give thanks for our many blessings. Search your heart and confess these times to God now. We serve a God of second chances. In Him, we have the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace. Thank God now for the forgiveness of your sins. Most people seem to prefer daytime. We enjoy light. It lifts our spirits, it gives us hope, it provides warmth and comfort. Without light, there would be no life. Light also dispels darkness. All of this is true in the spiritual realm too. Listen now as I read. John chapter 8, verse 12, in the English Standard Version. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As I read John chapter 8, verse 12 again, what word or phrase stands out to you? Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Thousand years ago, Christ came into the world. But incredibly, people were sleeping. The Savior of the world, the Creator of the universe, was living in their midst, and they missed Him. What changes do you need to make in your life to make sure you don't miss God, whether it's His blessings or His voice? Listen again as I read John chapter 8, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." The arrival of the Christ child drew the shepherds and the angels to worship. Listen as I read the second stanza of O Little Town of Bethlehem, and then spend a few seconds worshiping God. For Christ is born of Mary, and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. Imagine what it is like for the angels to watch their king sent to earth. How do you feel about Jesus? O morning stars, together. Proclaim the holy birth. And praises sing to God the King. And peace to men on earth. Thank him for coming to earth as a tiny baby to bring us peace with God. Jesus humbled himself to become one of us. He gave up his heavenly royalty for us. In what ways can you lay down your rights and serve those around you this week? Listen now as I read John chapter 8, verse 12, in the New International Version. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." What about the original Christmas story do you need to focus on more this year? Listen as I read the final stanza of O Little Town of Bethlehem. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Consider areas in your life where you need to invite Jesus to be the Lord. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. spend some time worshiping God with the angels. Hosanna. Glory to God in the highest. Dear Father, thank you for being the light of the world and the light of life. Thank you for saving me from darkness. Father, I ask that during this Christmas season, you will draw me closer to you. I ask that you will give me peace during stress, and that you will remind me of the hope I have in you. Help me to stay focused on the true meaning of the season. It's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God as you consider how today's passage should impact your life. Jesus is the light of the world, offering infinite love, joy, and peace. We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. Until then, may you meditate and abide in Christ.
Thanks for listening to this Abide Meditation. For more biblical meditations that encourage regular, relevant, and transforming connection with Jesus, download the Abide app today.